question, ain't it? Jules Malone. And the most outstanding performer, the Suicide Blonde, Sandra Bale. Now, I don't think, at what point did you know that you were going to be the most outstanding performer?
Pretty all right when they said my name. So I was really happy with how the match went, and it was a huge win for me. But yeah, individual accolades in wrestling are so rare to come across. It's a team thing, and kudos to Kimberly. She really brought her A game, and yeah, it's a big win for me. So that's the important thing. Got the win. Unfortunately, the team needed it. Next year.
Well, one of your team members, Shanae, you had the honor, displeasure, maybe, having to wrestle twice tonight. How do you even prepare for something like that? I mean, you're told on short notice, obviously, because you have to win the match to be able to get into there, right? Like, how does that work into your preparation when you're told you're going twice tonight?
Somebody wants to mess with my head? That's exactly what they do. But you know what? I came here to represent Shanae, in case you guys haven't seen me. I'm here to win. So, you guys could throw one match, two matches, three matches, four matches, or five, each and every single one of those matches. My main focus is to win. How do I go to prepare? To bring my A game, each and every time.
Now, Jules Malone, you are a part of the three-way contest. So well, actually, turn into a four-way contest to determine who got to represent Team Canada. We've seen Jason Chase around a lot. And you're in that match too, so what did he say to both of you that made you angry enough to make sure he was in that match?
What did he say? He said, I think I can handle any woman, I can take any woman out, but really, he was a 50 in that match. He had no place there, and, you know, I'm just happy to have been a part of putting him in his place.
Any comments on Jason Chase?
You know what? Next time I see him, actions speak louder than words. That's all I gotta say.
You mentioned that Jason Chase didn't have the nicest things to say about him. And that obviously goes without saying. A lot of people maybe don't take women's wrestling seriously enough. And what Smash Wrestling wants to do, and why we did a show like this, is to focus on the female talent that we have, not just in Canada, but in the United States as well. Jules, we'll start with you, and we'll work our way down. You get a chance to think about it.
Okay, good. Thanks.
In your mind, women's professional wrestling right now, I mean, I follow you on Facebook. I like to say we're Facebook friends. You haven't had the nicest things to say about the current landscape of pro wrestling for the women. Your thoughts on the current state of the industry for women's wrestling?
Well, what's going on right now on TV, I'm not too fond of. You know, I think the women right now can step up their game. And I'm finding right now in the indies, women are becoming stronger, more talented, tougher, and more skilled. And I think that more potential for what can be coming up on TV as the girls become more developed, and we're going to be taking more out.
Amen.
You got the first pop in the history of the
press conference.
Shanae, your thoughts on just the state of the industry and what do you want to do with it? And what are you trying to? Because obviously we're all in this to make a name for ourselves and change the industry. And what's your plan of attack?
My plan of attack: get my name out there. I will travel to Japan. I've been to England. I've been to Ireland. I've been to the States, and I've wrestled in Canada. I've paid my dues, and I will continue to pay my dues just to make sure that I can better my game to represent. I belong on TV. I belong on the indies, and I belong in the wrestling world.
Sandra Bale, same question.
Just to touch on the current state of wrestling as a whole, and I think you've seen it in the WWE more recently, the independent wrestling stars, the CM Punk's, the Dean Ambrose, you know, those guys are starting to step up and really make themselves the main players in the WWE. And unfortunately for the women, it's kind of lagged behind. AJ Lee had a brief stint in the indies, and Natalya, with the exception of those two, it's always kind of been the models, or the fitness models, or models, whatever, end up being the wrestling superstar. So I think I hope that you're going to start to see the trend shift over to the women as well, where the independent women wrestlers who really know what they're doing in there and can really go, like you saw tonight, will get their chance to shine eventually. And they give us hope when they bring Sarah Del Rey in as a trainer at NXT and they sign girls like Brittany Knight or Soraya or whatever she's known as there, Paige, and Emma. So I'm looking forward to seeing those girls get called up to the main roster and to school the girls that are there now. Second pop, yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, NXT, because it's, to me, as the mouth of Vanessa Craven joins us. Oh, that's great. I'd love to get your opinion on some of this stuff.
Terrifying.
You mentioned NXT, and obviously Sarah Del Rey down there training with all the girls. NXT, to me, is must-watch TV now.
Yes, I agree.
And the girls are fantastic down there. The Mountain of Vanessa Craven, your thoughts on just the state of professional wrestling on the women's side of things?
I don't really have much to add. She summed it up pretty well. The whole Sarah Del Rey thing makes a lot of sense to me. She gets brought in. She's queen of the indies, queen of wrestling even. And it's good that she brought Cooper in. They brought Cooper in to train the new models, as you say. Because if anyone's going to give them a workout, it will pretty much be there. So I'm actually excited to see the new models that come up after Sarah's had their way with her. So we'll see.
You can guarantee that those models that are still there are not going to quit the business like your girl Kelly Slater did.
Those
girls are going to earn their way onto TV because they will have been put through the ranks.
Or they'll quit before TV, one way or the other.
Exactly. So at least you'll see an increased caliber.
Yes. You're so big, sooner rather than later.
Pop.
So who didn't get a pop?
Single me out.
Okay. We always let you take a few questions. Does anyone have any questions for the fantastic athletes we have here? Yes.
I'd like to ask the lady from the far side over there, how much satisfaction did you get when you got the pop face and chase when you get a bill out of the empty
I got enough satisfaction. My face was leaving. I'm right here.
Yes, kind sir.
Would you really like to see another Future Classic next year?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Revenge!
I think we proved a lot of people wrong today. Apparently I heard ways that people were told not to put this show on. I think we shut a lot of mouths. There's a lot of people that could display their wares on a show like this, so I think it'd be good for women's wrestling as well.
Care to weigh in? Based off that question, in the event there is another Kenusa Classic, what do you want to see different or the same? Or what, if you were booking it, if you were the one setting up who's, not necessarily who wrestles who, but what maybe changed to the format, or is there something that you would like to see in the next one?
Maybe different matches. It's good that we had the tournament matches, the singles, the five singles, and then the other format ones, so the triple threat, which changed the four-way. It'd be nice to maybe do a tag match in the format as well, or have winner stays off in a tag or something.
Rackets.
Yeah.
Rackets would be good.
We can all work, so if we need to work multiple times in one night, no problem. Our shenanigans proved that today, and we can all do that for sure. So. Yeah, let's showcase all our talents.
Absolutely.
Do it again, guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. Any other questions, though? Yes. Jules, we'll start with you. Your goal is to accomplish this next year, I would say.
I'm going to be spending more time training, learning new skills, traveling abroad. I'm going to be tightening up on my strength, my physique. And just getting out on more promotions, bigger promotions, and just sort of spreading out that way.
Shalini,
huh? Well, I guess, what else can I do, right? Just better at my game. You'll get to see me a bit more on TV, you'll get to see me out there on the indies, you'll get to see me even better in person. Every day, I'm getting better. Every day.
it's been a huge year for me. Truthfully, I've surpassed my expectations for this year. So I was able to break out into the States this year, which has been phenomenal. Hopefully, add a few other countries to my resume next year would be the goal. And possibly move to Florida. So
as for me, just probably more traveling, more wrestling abroad as well. I've been to Japan, so I wouldn't say no to going back. But who knows? Maybe Mexico, possibly Europe.
I can fit in your carry-on.
You could. yeah, just training, like you said as well. Training is definitely up
now. Always so much more than wrestling. Everyone is more standard.
We'll take one last question.
What was your opinion of Smash Wrestling Crowd?
What was your thoughts on the crowd itself at SmackDown?
Really hot, actually. Very surprising. At the beginning of the show, there were some empty seats. I was a little worried. But as the show went on, the seats filled, the crowd got loud. I was pretty impressed, actually.
Yeah.
So past my expectations.
I think you guys really dug the Canada-USA format, which is really, really cool. It's something different that's been done here. And yeah, the crowd was phenomenal. And you guys have no idea how much adrenaline we get from what you guys react to and what you guys react to. So I had goosebumps after mine, so thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, I think the fans appreciate the hard work, appreciate the fact that we're up there to compete. And I got a lot of respect for them because they showed me a lot of respect tonight. I got my top.
You made you wait for it, but you got one. Angels, you're...
Honestly, I found the crowd had a lot of fire, a lot of excitement. You can really tell that they were excited about the show, the wrestlers, and, you know, that gives a lot of support and love. And, I think they really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed performing in front of them.
Yes.
I was just saying, tonight you saw more of a team aspect with the Canada-USA Classic. When, how soon will Smash Wrestling have its individual women's champion, perhaps?
Well, maybe not the person to ask, but I can give you what I think might be the answer to that. I think before you see something like that happen, we're probably going to see an individual men's championship before that will happen. When that may happen. Sorry, I'm rude for that. I mean, we, as much as we love promoting the women, we've only done the show once. So with more steam, absolutely, you may just see a women's title, but I think there will be a Smash Championship first before we see it.
Tell your
all
friends, right. More people next time.
But absolutely, yeah, if there's more people that are interested in a women's championship, that might happen first if there's more steam behind it, absolutely. Well, ladies, thank you for starting the steam, starting that train to roll out of the station. And thank you, everyone, for being here
thank
for
you.
Smash Wrestling Full Spike Press.